welcome to our podcast. My name is Karen, and I'm here with my good friends here in Niklas.
Hello.
We're gathered here to talk and discuss about school shooting, which is currently a relevant issue in the USA. So, what are your thoughts about school shooting?
I really think it's a bad thing and unfortunate for the victims, and it should be reduced as quick as possible.
Yes, I agree. It's sad that innocent people have to experience these problems.
Yeah, I think it's really shocking for us in Norway to see this happening in America, but I also think there's an opportunity that this can happen in Norway, although there are stricter gun laws.
Yeah, I don't understand why people aren't afraid that school shooting will happen in Norway, because it's just about time and where it would happen, because it doesn't need to take place at the biggest schools, it can also happen here at Kvadraturen.
One of the main reasons why this is happening in America is because the gun laws are not as strict there and it is allowed to carry guns there.
But what are you guys thinking about the gun laws in the US? Because I think it's dangerous for the environment and the people around don't feel safe where they live. What about you, Niklas?
I think it's a really bad thing, and people automatically feel unsafe, and the police always need to expect people to carry guns when they stop them on the road, for example.
Yes, I agree. I think the gun laws need to be more strict because it sets people in danger. Because everybody has the right to carry a gun.
Which makes it easier for people to pull the trigger when they're not supposed to.
Guys, most of the Americans who have a gun are not trained up how to use weapons, which can lead to innocent people getting killed in wrong circumstances.
But Karen, I don't agree with you, because if people get trained how to shoot, it is easier for them to use the weapons.
No, because they have been taught when to use their guns in their weapon training.
Let's talk about the power of social media.
Yeah, that's a good theme.
Yeah, I really think so.
When bad things like school shooting happen, it's bad that it comes out in the media because it can inspire other people.
And especially when they bring out touch details about how it happened.
An example is that there was a teenage boy who triggered the fire alarm and all the students gathered at the same place, so it was easier for him to shoot many at once.
Another important theme we're going to talk about is why people who attempt school shooting do what they do.
I think some want to get back at those who have hurt them before.
Or maybe other kids pick on them, make fun of them, or bully them.
Or they may don't value life.
Some have mental problems like depression.
And some do it to get out their anger.
And some are just selfish. Many people have said that they buy guns just to protect themselves from black people robbing them. And Karen, what are your opinions on this?
It's a very racist thought.
And why do you think this is racist, Colin?
Because there are no differences between black and white.
Yeah, I agree with you, Karen.
But there are clearly differences between black and whites in this community. So what do you mean by this?
I think it's tragic that the past, when the black were slaves, have affected the time we live in now.
Yeah, but is it better now than before?
Yes, it's better now than before, but you can clearly see a difference. What can America do to better these problems?
The best thing to do is that everyone requires a weapon license to be allowed to carry guns. That's the easiest way to do it, but can also make the law stricter, like higher the age limit. But there should also be other things to do to reduce school shootings. What could that be?
And another solution is that you require an attest to be allowed to carry guns. In the test, there will be a requirement to have good mental health and that you haven't done anything criminal before. This rescues school shooting.
What could you do in a situation like school shooting?
If it was in my own classroom, I would hide under the desk or pretend that I was dead. If it happened outside the classroom, I will probably run and try to escape and lock myself into the bathroom.
I will probably do the same.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed and learned something from this. Bye-bye.